weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Phone hot in every single direction. The great Alex Jones, my screen. The magnificent and amazing Alex Jones. The mic was up there, Alex, and I heard you saying all sorts of amazing stuff about Katy Perry being in the occult and all sorts of wonderful things. Now, we mute the mics over this side. Now, I want to say this. I did not have any sense that Katy Perry was in the occult. I start to worry about it now that she's getting with old Justin Trudeau. But man,
no, that was her. That was her dad. Wanted to come to the show and said that.
Her dad
came on and said that.
No, that's crazy stuff, man. Hey, Alex, we can talk about that if you want to. But what I wanted to talk about is what I was chatting about before the break just there. By the way, if you're watching us anywhere other than Rumble, if you're watching us on YouTube, and I can't imagine you would be, Alex Jones, Russell Brand, YouTube, it just doesn't make sense anymore. If you want free speech, join us on Rumble and get Rumble Premium and you'll get access to additional content from us. And remember, my book's out now on Amazon. I know Amazon has its problems. Everything has its problems. Indeed, these kind of systemic problems are precisely what I'm trying to understand and learn from an elder here, Alex Jones. I would say he's an elder in this space. One of the things we do these days is iconoclastically bring down those that have gone before us. Gandhi was a great guy. Was he, though? Didn't he sleep in a bed with his nieces? Martin Luther King, wasn't he a good leader? Well, he was having sex with his secretary. Oh, okay. Well, I guess everyone's broken. Everyone's ruined. We should just give up, should we? And let the globalist imperialists dominate us and just yield to the digital ID, the surveillance, and the senselessness. Please, if you haven't got my book yet, get it now. We're going to be doing read-alongs and I'm going to be bringing the course to you. Now, what I was asking, Alex, is if you want to call it the capitulation of Trump or the failure of Trump, in addition to the challenges you're facing now at InfoWars, which are exactly the kind of problems that I would preempt if you don't have any allies amidst the powerful, like who, you know, all that's left is the people. All that we have is each other now. All we have is the possibility of building alliances where the technological revolution finally delivers on its threat. The same way that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies massively disrupted the ability to control finance, and channels like yours with the new information space meant the hegemony of centralized media was annihilated, they know what's coming down the pipe is the disruption of politics. There's no need for centralized institutionalized politics anymore that always yields to global power. We can truly have bottom-up grassroots democracy. Run your community democratically, using the technology that they want to use to ensure facial recognition technology is implemented in my country, for one thing. Digital ID, that's also in my country. My country, it seems to me, Alex, is being used to pilot schemes that will ultimately be implemented across the globe when they use, you know, Project 2030 or all the stuff you know more about than me to fully implement centralized authority. So if you don't have any allies in the White House or in Congress or in Parliament in my country, we've got to go direct to the people. How concerned are you that they're cutting those ties through censorship and control? And do you think now is the time for us to actually be directly involved in politics, running for office and attempting to change the very systems that we know convert even the best intentioned leaders into plebs and larvae of the evil hive mind?
Well, those are all excellent points. I want to answer those. But you said something before the break. I'm trying to remember. I wanted to answer about Christianity or about how do we reach out to people, not with beat them over the head with the Bible or with the controlled fake, you know, Christianoid establishment systems that are set up to turn people off. I mean, I think that was your question. And
yeah, it's one of them.
The answer here is there. You use Carl Jung. OK, I would start with an atheist or a liberal this way. OK, let's talk about archetypes. There is good versus evil. And we know that when we resonate towards good and we resonate towards the good forces of the universe, it helps us and it helps others. And I can tell you, the globalists themselves, none of them are atheists. They believe in the occult. They believe they serve the devil. They know exactly what they're doing. So I would just challenge people out there to reach out to Jesus Christ and say, look, I want to believe in you. Show yourself to me, sometimes physically or, you know, through things. I want to believe. I'm knocking on the door. You're knocking on the door. I'm reaching out to you in good faith, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of God. Show me and just see what God does and just see how things change, okay? And because our God is the God of the universe, the creator of all this, That is the first mission. And then realize, you think you're turned off of these establishment churches? Most of them are a bunch of establishment, globalist, leftist, ecumenical, Rockefeller Foundation over 100 years ago to go in and take over the churches of the world to turn people off. So that is my message there. And then you also talk about, I never put my faith in a leader, a cult of personality, as if I thought Trump would fix it all. But a lot of people did, and he did a lot of good, and he began to go sideways for whatever reason. So we don't get disheartened by that. We realize that he was just one vehicle just here to do that, and populists are winning everywhere. The Great Awakening's here. The Fourth Turning's here. And we had a Davos just yesterday. The talking point was, AI will save us. God isn't real, but now it exists. We've made a God. We should worship AI. It is going to be our savior. And so we need to understand, no, that is not going to be our savior. AI is just true narcissism, where you're looking into the pool and see your own face and are in love with it. It just scrapes our content, our music, our ideas, our literature, our culture, and shows it back to us in a very beautiful, integrated way. That is even more example of how we are amazing, made in the image of God, as Genesis says, not God, but the image of God, little g, as creators, basically God's original AI. And we have to then fight tyranny, but also not hate tyranny and those involved in it, because they are lost. They are the failures. They have succumbed to it. And the devil's the great accuser. He has a lot of tricks. You know, he doesn't exist. Good doesn't exist. So you don't think there's anybody good. But also one of the biggest tricks of the devil is the accuser. Once we have a conscience, once we dial into God, we can see our own sin. We want to make it better. The devil says, well, see, you've done all this stuff. And so you're not good enough to actually lead anybody. You need to just sit down and shut up. No, we announce, like you do, the things that you've done that are wrong as an example to others, to let them know that they can get out of what they were into. They can get out of the bondage. I've certainly not been some choir boy. I've certainly gone through my trials and tribulations. And that's what God's doing, is like a truck, four-wheel drive, trying to get out of the mud. And God wants to see that struggle. And as long as we commit to that, God doesn't, like Oprah Winfrey, just give us everything we want like a secret. You imagine you get it. Some of God's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers, to quote Garth Brooks. But when you're in alignment with God, you do the right thing. God, in almost every case, especially in my life, will open the doors up. When doors close, if you don't give up like Job, believe in God, more doors will even open. So God wants us to take full action, commit, and then he will take us the final few steps over, and that's what this is about. So this is about dialing into the universe that God created. This is about interfacing with God, and these evil people and groups don't want us to realize that we are electrochemical computers. They declassified it last month. We're a liquid crystal that is totally empathic and absolutely psychic. All the universities have proven it, that we are all interconnected. The sixth sense is more important than our eyesight, our smell, our olfactory, our taste, our feel. It is the real sense. The sixth sense is the greatest of all the senses. And as we open that up, it's a radio channel or TV channel. We have to tune it towards God and his plan and not towards Satan's plan. And so it's all about the personal choice that I'm going to aim my antenna at God. Sure, I've aimed at the wrong place before. That's okay. God made us. He understands that. And the more you resonate with God, the stronger and stronger it gets. And so this is really an amazing adventure. And it's not an adventure we're selling as a cult, or do what we say, or do these special things, these rituals. We're saying the God of the universe is real. Reach out to God. Point your antenna out there and say, God, help me. And God will. If you do it from a pure, repentive heart, seeking God's face, he will heal our land.
That's so beautiful. That really helped me to understand that. Thank you. That you can personally invite Christ into your life. Yeah, you better hide those fags, cigarettes in your language. You can invite him in. You can have a personal relationship with him. So we don't want an institutionalized Christ. The way that the devil mimics eternity is through permanence, by creating solid institutions. And that reminds me of Mike Benz's analysis of democracy, that democracy is meant to mean the fluid relationship between a population and those elected to serve through leadership, but now democracy means a set of controlled institutions. So when we take democracy to Iraq or Iran or Ukraine or wherever, what we mean is we're dropping a bunch of bureaucratic entities that will themselves implement this centralized control of the powerful. Now, Alex, you've always been ahead of it when it comes to calling out in the culture the presence of occultism and demonism, and it feels like me and you are like in an old school phone call where you're answering one question back. So when you do my last question, which I reckon is the one you'll answer now, which is hopefully how we infiltrate the institutions of democracy using the technology that they want to use to control us to ensure that people are heard, which would mean in a true democracy, people could run their communities with full control over their budgets, with full control over policy. People say
exactly, exactly. If we use AI and control it ourselves and not programmed to lie, then it is a super empowering thing that we created. And that is, we have to realize we're the folks that were right. We're the people that challenged the system. And I wouldn't say we have an arrogance, but we should have a confidence in what we're doing, and that we're going to go out there and be the salt of the earth and with God's spirit help lead people out of this. And I totally agree. Everybody should politically get involved, run for office, speak out, start a podcast if it has 100 viewers. You do that, God will get involved, and amazing things will happen. And so absolutely, this is time for total decentralization. The system wants centralization. We want decentralization. Just like with AI, the answer to AI is not have it centralized. We want a whole bunch of AI. And so the real AI wars are about to begin. And people just have to realize the epicness of this, not see challenging evil or corruption as some big job, but as an opportunity, like lifting weights or jogging, to get in better shape. And once you see it as it's an opportunity and a blessing to be alive now at the crossroads of human destiny, then you can step into that wider world. But I go back to the devil's biggest trick. It's not that he doesn't exist. That's a second trick. It's that good doesn't exist. There are so many good people, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, Arab, blah, blah, blah. And you have to understand that you're not perfect, but your main mission is good. You're not out to get people. You don't want to see other people fail so you succeed. You understand a rising tide raises all ships. It's a non-zero-sum game, a total